All right, everyone. I know it's not the one you probably wanted right away, but we got it. As of right now, City of Broken Dreamers is doing the least. It's not that popular. It's popular. I'm glad you guys are reading it, but you guys seem to like Leap of Faith and Fresh Women. We're going to continue all three, because why the fuck not? So, let's go ahead and continue. And by the way, City of Broken Dreamers is long. There's 12 chapters and more being added. This is a labor of love. If you do like the game, please support Philly Games on Patreon. That's the easiest way to get the newest chapters and special renders and all kinds of stuff like that. And it won't cost you an arm and a leg, so definitely go ahead and do it. There's no other way. I don't care. We do this. There's no forgiving ourselves. Chokes up. I know. Look around. We don't have another choice. There has to be something. We can do something else. Anything. God damn you, Meredith. Morning, Sam. How fucking early is it? The time is 7:40 a.m. According to you, too fucking early by at least an hour, sir. Well, I'm up anyway. Sam, jack into the LAPD database. Where are they holding Hudson and his crew? Connecting. They are currently in the Los Cerritos Center in Lakewood, sir. Let's see if I can get that right. Lakewood? Yes, sir. Wait, they still have the bodies and they're storing them in Milltown? As you say, sir. Do you need further inquiry? No. Just strange, don't you think? Don't answer that. Ugh. Well, Doc likes working with Milchers. I just hope she doesn't get too worked up. Sam, send Dr. Hamilton a message that I'll be at her place in about 40 minutes. Done, sir. Would you like me to make you some coffee? Please, and don't short me on the caffeine this time. 45 minutes later, Dr. Hamilton's clinic. Hey, Doc. Here on time for once. Are you ready? Sounds of bumping and jostling can be heard out back. Just give me a minute. Doc, where are you? Oh, shit. Say nothing or mention I can see her.
Say nothing.
There you are. I knew you couldn't hide forever. Grim, don't sneak up on a girl like that. I didn't sneak up. Don't worry, I didn't see anything. Well, okay, good. Sorry. Hey, just one second. I figured you for a morning person, Doc. You're ruining my image of you. You're lucky I rolled out of bed for this. I barely get moving without caffeine. I should hook coffee up to an IV and just inject myself. Isn't it illegal to medicate yourself? Don't you start. So downtown to the hospital, I guess. You think so, but no. Why don't we go get some breakfast and I'll explain. Breakfast does usually mean coffee.
Yep.
I could go for that. There's a little Korean spot just down the way. Follow me.
Lead the way, Doc.
I know, it's not much to look at, but trust me, best banshan in the city, no question. I'm trusting you on this, Doc, but if I have to spend the rest of the day in the bathroom with the dire shits. Yeah, mental image. No thank you. You make it too easy, Doc. That's why you're so fun to mess with. Well, stop messing, okay? Sorry, I just can't seem to help it around you. Under her breath, such a child sometimes. What was that? Nothing. So you obviously didn't want to discuss this at my place. What's going on?
Meredith's involved. I don't take chances.
Order?
Just two number ones, please. Better be good.
Oh, it is.
Right away.
Sorry, wait. Do you think my place is bugged?
A good chance of that, yeah. Not to mention it's always best to assume.
You really know how to start a girl's day, Grim. You keep it interesting, at least.
Oh, the day is just getting started.
I know, I still have bodies to examine. The bodies are still in the police freezer down in Lakewood.
You're joking.
Something wrong with Milltown? No, I mean my clinic's nearby, but that area, I heard it's not very safe.
You heard, right?
You'll be fine. Stick close and do what I say.
Ready to go?
I guess so.
A while later, deep in Milltown.
Relax, Doc. Stick close and try not to stand out too much.
And that guy's got some horns.
This is worse than I imagined. It is what it is. It makes me furious. How can we let people live like this? Just because what? They got sick? Rage all you want, Doc. Here, it doesn't matter what you think. You're just a reminder to those people of how shitty their life is. And that's the last thing they need. You're right. Let's get this over with. Hey, what part of stick close? Grim, it's awful out here. And these are just people. Not now, Doc. I said you had a point, and... Doc, get behind me! Grim! Now! Well, well, well. A couple of uptowners decided to come into the den to play. Stupid rich assholes never learn. Walk away.
Why would I do that when I haven't even taken your money yet?
Fuck off and walk away.
Wait, I know you.
Oh, son of a bitch.
You're that little fucker that insulted Marcus's wife the other night.
So this is the prick that made Julie cry. To be fair, she deserved it. You put my boyfriend in the hospital. Was he the stupid one or the really stupid one? I say we kill them both. Or Sesh, rather. Okay, that was actually a guy's name. See, I didn't know that. So this is the spook. He doesn't look so tough. Funny how that works. Last chance. Walk away. You're on Bolter ground now. You don't talk to Sesh like that. I'll be alright, Doc. By the way. Bolter. Collection of criminals and misfits that use the cover of Lakewood to hide from authorities. In the last year, their number has almost doubled, giving them a stranglehold on the region. They're thugs! Grim, there are three of them! Anything happens, you run straight the way we came. We clear? Don't run, pretty lady. We'll catch you anyway. After which, we'll toss you into the pit and see how long you last. Grim, I don't even know what this pit is, and I don't want to. Let's see what you're made of, spook. Get the fucker! The two men charge ahead into the underpass. As your breathing slows, you wait for the oncoming attackers.
I don't know if you want to show off or...
Show off.
And see what happens.
One. Time to rearrange that pretty face.
Your fist connects with a ganger's chest, and you feel his ribs crack from the impact. Gonna borrow this for a second, Road Warrior.
I'll take you down, spook!
In one fluid motion, you grab the helmet from the fallen ganger and bash Sesh's face in.
Two.
You grunt and throw the helmet away. As the helmet collides with a woman's face, she topples backward, bike and all. Three.
Katie, you alright? Katie!
Are you kidding me? No, Katie, are you okay? Yes, I'm fine. She could have shot us. Her safety was on and she had no idea. Amateurs. I always thought 5-on-1 was just standard macho bragging, but holy. We need to get moving, Katie. They won't stay out for long and gangers always come back in larger numbers.
Hey, quoting some Star Wars.
Is that a police station? Is that the police station? It looks like an old mall. Once upon a time, maybe. After the last recession... The state bought it up. You are entering a restricted area. Show LAPD identification or transmit required clearance. Sam, do the thing, will you? Sending security clearance, sir. Access granted. Agent Grimm, you may enter. The area smells damp. Speaking to a losing... Oh, there's a possible clue. Hold on back. I don't know what that means. The area smells damp, speaking to a losing battle between mold and cleaning supplies. A news report plays over an ancient television along the far wall. I wonder if this means there's something in the area that we have to... Secret found.
I think that just unlocks some stuff. Yeah. It's like being a dick, but yeah. It's... Yeah, okay. Damn it. It looks worse in here than it does outside. Well, Lakewood doesn't get the funding. Any funding, really. But it works for us. Not a whole lot of actual breathing cops on duty right now. Why is that a problem? Not a problem, per se. Here's the thing, I may have clearance, but that doesn't mean I'm supposed to go poking around willy-nilly. Stop right there. Is this illegal? I'm not gonna get arrested for you, Grim. Doc, relax. I wouldn't have brought you if I thought you would get in any trouble. You're not the one who needs a clean record to keep operating. It's not like the licensing board needs much of an excuse to shut down an indie clinic. You've done shadier work than this, and your line of work, you have to. That shady work keeps you and your buddies alive, and it doesn't involve breaking and entering. I thought we were just heading downtown.
Apologize or not.
You're right. I should have let you know it would be involved, Katie. I'm sorry. Dr. Hamilton, too late to back out now. Just lead the way, Hotshot. I actually don't like that. If anything happens, just say I forced you to do it. Nobody would know better. Worst case, you get a slap on the wrist. You just don't get it, do you? Whatever. Screw it. Let's just get this over with. Okay, one second. Sam, transmit clearance. Right away, sir. Access has been denied, sir. Shit, can you give me a reason at least? It would appear your clearance has been revoked in this location. That was fast. Vostok has good intel. If I don't get in to see the corpses, they'll be gone within the hour, most likely. Once we control the speed of GDS, everyone, afflicted and regular people, will sleep more soundly. Damn, look at you. I could stare at those babies all day. Psst, Doc, come here. I need you. Now what? See that pinnacle of human evolution over there? I need you to keep him busy for a few minutes. What? No, how am I supposed to keep him busy? The guy's hard up. Just talk to him for a few. He's been sitting alone for hours. Grim, I don't know. I'm not good at random conversation. You talk to me just fine. We're usually talking about the bullet I'm pulling out of your shoulder. And you're great at it. Just talk to him about, I don't know, anything. Ask directions, whatever. Just a couple of minutes, it's all I need. Just talk? Fine. You owe me. You're the best, Doc. Hello? Anyone back there? Right in the middle of... One second. Who are you, lady, and what do you want? So, I was... Hi. Louder, miss. I can barely hear you. I was hoping to get some help. Yeah, I'm looking for the chief's office. Chief's office here? You sure you have the right station? Hell, we don't even have a captain anymore. Oh, so who's in charge? Well, I am right now. What's a hottie like you doing out here in Milltown anyway? You get lost? Excuse me? Hottie? I'm game if you need a police escort. Don't want any fucking milchers getting a hold of you now, would we? You won't believe the shit I've seen them do to girls. Huh? What? This is completely inappropriate. Whatever, lady. The guard rolls his eyes and walks back to the TV. Grim, can you believe that man? Shh. Do not shush me. That man was disgusting. What happened? He treated me like a piece of meat, just ogled me the entire time. Plus, he's a bigot. Katie, calm down. You did good. I got the door open. Now we just have to sneak past. Fine. All about you. God, you are just like my dad. I hope that's a compliment. Come on, just a bit further. Just stay quiet. I'm right behind you. Whispers under her breath. Should have slept in today. Here we go. Let's make this quick. Finally, I've been waiting for this all morning. Wait, are you excited to see dead bodies? Don't think I can ever look at you the same way, Doc. I can surprise you too, Grim, but no, I'm not excited exactly. Exactly what are you then? Curious? I don't get much of a chance to do forensics anymore, and an autopsy's like solving a puzzle.
I'll take your word for it. Now, where are you, Mr. Hudson? There you are. As the door of the freezer opens, the cold air pours out into the room. Just treat him with respect. Hudson was a dick, but he followed his code. We had each other's backs once or twice. Well, maybe he can have it again. He just needs to tell us what killed him. What do you say, Mr. Hudson? Are you willing to talk? Sorry, speaking to them helps me deal with it. Not too weird, I hope? Whatever helps you out. You seem a little under the weather. You okay? Why wouldn't I be? I was talking to him. Right, of course. Okay, let's take a look at the wound and see what this did to you. What did this to you? My God, Grim! Doc, what's wrong? That's not right. What? Grim, I've seen a lot, but this doesn't make any sense. His skull is covered, caved in. Like, it imploded. Wait, what? Imploded? You mean like crushed? No, exactly what I said. Whatever did this, it pulled his skull inwards and it caused the whole thing to collapse. How do you know it wasn't crushed? There's no external trauma, Grim. It makes no sense. What could cause something like that to happen? Being at the bottom of the Mariana Trench, a black hole popped up into his head. I don't know. Never mind. Just get the readings you need. I'm scanning as fast as I can. Excuse me. It's scanning as fast as it can, dumb piece of junk. I thought I heard something in the hallway. Be quick. Okay, it's done. Grim, one way or another, you're gonna run into the guy that did this, aren't you? Unfortunately. The sound of a door from the hallway opens up. Oh God, someone's here. I know. Quick, we have to hide. In there. You've gotta be kidding me. Get in. Gah, a little help, Grim. Up you go. You okay up there? Jesus H. Christ, hide, Grim. Make room. What? I think your hand is... Sorry, here, let me... Ugh. Better? Much, thank you. Suspicious activity detected. Protocol 542 active. Scanning area. Begins to tremble. Grim? Subject 24543 not stored properly. Reprimand issued to Dr. Turner, effective immediately. With a loud squeak, the refrigeration unit closes. Room cleared. Scanning further premises. Not quite what you had in mind this morning, huh? Not even remotely. Let me try to make a bit more room. How's that? Seriously uncomfortable. Can we get out now? Not yet. Give it some time for things to calm down. Great. An hour later, getting back to downtown. Okay. Alright, hold on. Alright. I was making sure we didn't miss anything. So now what? No more hiding in slabs for the day. But if you can get me your results ASAP, that would be great. Trust me, I want to know what happened just as much as you do. I am really worried, though. If this is what it looks like, I haven't heard of anything like this before. Yeah. What, have you? I don't know. Hard to explain. It's unrelated anyway. Anything could help. You never know. Just trust me on this, Katie. I just can't. I've already taken up too much of your time. I have to go and see the girl's father and hope he has something useful. Well, he's her father. He should know something. Let's hope. Call me when you have the results. Well, do. See ya, Grim. An hour later, approaching Alexis Connor's condo. State your business. I've come to see Mr. Connor. Access granted. You may head up. Damn, and I thought Meredith's place was swank. This guy isn't made. One of the perks of being so rich you can shit-can one of your best acts and not even feel it. The delivery was due yesterday. Excuse me? You are not excused. And before you ask, yes, I am the woman from land, so you can stop staring. Just leave the package and go. And don't expect a tip. Look, lady, I'm no delivery man, and I can't give three shits what net you're on. So drop the attitude. Shit, it better arrive soon or there'll be hell to pay. I need that dress.
That's tragic and all, but...
Fine, what do you need? If you're not the delivery man, then who are you? I'm a ghost, here to see Alexis. Is this about that Milcher daughter of his? Look, is he here or not? I can fetch him for you. It'll be a nice change for you, having important people fetch things. Excuse me? If Katie could see me now. That's what you do, right? What do you mean? Retrieve people's toys and bring them back to their masters.
I don't know if you tell her off or tell her you don't appreciate her time.
So you don't even know. Look, I'm just here to ask some questions, not be berated by the likes of you. My apologies, Mr. Grimm. And what did your parents name you? You want me to tell you? Too bad. Fine, don't tell me. I didn't care in any case. Well, there we go. Let's drop this and start over. Just get your boyfriend. Boyfriend? Heh, of course, 1 minute. Wait out here. Alexis doesn't like unexpected guests. Fucking celebrities. Can they take any longer? There he is. Mr. Grimm? Alexis Connor, I presume. Hey there. Sorry about Shanlon. Been in a pretty bad mood as of late. What can I help you with? And quickly, please. I'm in the middle of something. I'm looking for your daughter, Gloria. Have you seen her recently? No, I haven't. She left a long time ago. I haven't seen her in years. She never tried contacting you or vice versa? No, and I don't see what difference it would make if she did. She's not here and I don't know where she is. She could be in danger, Mr. Connor. Any information you have could help. If that's all, I'll be leaving. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have plans for tonight and I have to prepare. Hey, hold on a second. We're not done here. You can see yourself out, I hope. Now, if you please. The fuck is wrong with these people? Fuck this. Let's get back home, regroup, and then figure out some contacts to shake down. Gloria sits alone, soaking in the water, unmoving. The muffled sound of traffic outside the apartment conceals her quiet sobs. Speaking through the door. Gloria, are you okay in there? Sniffs. I guess so. No? Do you need to talk? Alright. You take your time. I left some towels by the bath. I'll be in the living room. No hurry. I swear you assholes won't lay a finger on her. Henry? Take a seat. You're looking a lot better. Yeah, the bath was nice. It's really you? How? Why? You're probably confused. I'm sorry, I didn't have much choice. When you told me how to get off the grid, I thought you were speaking hypothetically. Back then, I was. Things change. It's what they do. What's going on, Henry? Voice trembles. Why is everyone after me? What did I do? You didn't do anything, Gloria. I had to. Not just before, but now. People are dead. My friends. Because of me. I understand what you're feeling, Gloria. More than most, but you can't blame yourself. Why not? It's my fault. If I hadn't been there... No, don't ever say that. Ever. This is not on you. Do you understand me? Easy for you to say. You left. You died. You killed yourself. I was alone. Not anymore. Not ever again. I'm not leaving. You promise? I pinky swear. No take-backs. No take-backs. You'll get through this. You're smart and you're tougher than me. We just need to lay low. I thought I was. Who would even want me? Some very bad people. Oh no, not hipsters. I said bad, not pure evil. Humor's good. But one thing, don't run off on me again. What did you expect? I woke up almost naked in a strange room. I saw a chance.
Just like I taught you, can't be mad about that. I should have left a note. I missed you. Me too. But we still need to talk about the other night. What do you remember? I was waiting at the Tech Noir. Ellen was about to come on. I was excited. And I was annoyed that my friends hadn't shown up. Oh God, they were probably... Don't think about that. Remember, it wasn't your fault. What else? I heard a shot. And then some scary armored guys. Then I woke up here.
That's it?
Yeah. I'm scared, Henry.
I know, little one. I know.
An hour later, back at the apartment. Back, finally. Sam, I'm starving. Can you whip me up something? I'm thinking Italian. Sam? Not funny, Sam. Don't make me disable your sarcasm protocol. Sam? Good evening, Agent. Possible clue. Hold on. That's what you get when you find the clues. Good evening, Agent. What the hell are you doing here?
I have my ways, Agent.
Sam, could you make Mr. Grimm some dinner? I'm thinking Italian.
Of course, ma'am.
Now, Sam, I prefer Miss.
Yes, Miss.
What did you do to my AI?
Nothing at all. I'm quite adept at making friends.
We are friends, are we not, Agent?
Put him back to normal.
Now.
Soon enough, but I need you to take care of something.
Let me tell you how much of a no that is.
Even if this task I give you would be quite beneficial to you?
How?
I would think it's obvious. You're still trying to find young Miss Connor.
And I would personally be quite appreciative.
Appreciative?
Yes, for a job well done.
Just because we had sex,
that doesn't mean you can make me...
Make you what, Agent?
Desire me?
Need me?
Yes?
I don't know, man. I think she's trying to push her bullshit on this. Just give me Sam back, then we can talk.
As you wish.
I had my fun. I'll return control of your AI.
Please.
You know his model is somewhat out of date. He works just fine.
Sam, be a dear and transfer administrative control to Agent Grimm.
Passphrase required, miss.
Everybody grows but me.
Administrative control transferred to Grimm.
Control is yours again.
Sam?
Yes, sir?
Nothing, Sam. It's okay. Now tell me what you want.
The same thing you want. Information.
Alexis Connor is having a party tonight.
I know. What of it?
Your earlier meeting was a missed opportunity, and we have reason to believe that there is more to learn from him.
No shit, but Connor doesn't want to talk. Don't know why he's such a problem with his daughter, but something is up.
Perhaps. That's why it would be best to bypass him entirely. I'm sure there might be some more information at his home. If I can get in, it would certainly help. I'd like to have a look around his place. Hence this evening's festivities. There's an invitation for you and a guest. You are on the registry. It's all above board.
A guest? So I need a date?
I have some ideas in mind.
Very good.
This is a high society party. I assume you don't need to tell... I assume you don't need me to tell you to dress appropriately. And you just did anyway. I've got decent attire, Victoria.
Perfect. Well then, good night, Agent, and good luck.
She's Victoria.
Or someone else. Let me see what happened.
Who else?
Wait. Yes, Agent? You're coming with me. Alright, hold on. Let's try that. You're coming with me.
Makes sense. That way you can keep tabs on me.
It's what I would do.
Pretty much.
Very well. I'll be back shortly with proper dress.
Enjoy your dinner, Agent. Great. Some party for a bunch of rich snobs. How long until dinner's ready, Sam? Another 15 minutes and 12 seconds. Perfect. Thank you, Sam. There's a woman in... A woman above your bed. 1 hour later. A light knock can be heard from the door. Hey, come in. The door opens with a soft creak. Creak. Are you ready, Agent? Just need to fix my collar and we're good. I acquired a new dress for the occasion. I think it suits me well. Do you agree, Agent? Yes, ma'am, I agree. Well, yeah, now I feel underdressed. You chose well. Your dull suit will not draw attention and exactly what we need. Especially with all eyes on you. That is the intent. The more attention on me, the less attention on you. Good plan. The perfect team. Quite. Looking like that, I doubt Connor would be able to keep his eyes or, fuck it, his hands off you. Despite what you may think, that's not the plan. You'll find I can keep him entertained with pleasant conversation. No more than that. Shall we? She's not wrong, though. No one is going to notice me with her around. We are on a schedule. If you must stare, then please stare on the way. Sorry, right behind you. She said, don't stare at me in the most fucking polite manner.
Oh, yeah.
So I assume you have a plan. Not tonight. In situations like this, I follow my instincts. In that case, let me take the lead. I was made for situations like this. Made for other things, too. You do not mince words, do you, Agent Grimm? With you, I don't think I have to. We are in public, Grimm. Someone might see us. I don't care. I can tell you want me right now. Don't act coy now. I know what you're like. Later, when we're finished with Connor. That way we can take our time. You devious thing. Besides, I left something special at your place for us tonight. Something I'll like, I hope. I assure you, Agent, like is too small a word. It's much too small a word. You know, I keep thinking she's got this thick British accent. Hurry now, we don't want to be late. Invitation, please. Sam, transmit the invitation. Sending invitation, sir. Have fun. Of course, Sam. Invitation accepted for Grimm and one guest. Please note, this invitation only grants access to the penthouse. So you live around here too? Not a penthouse, but my place is just over there. Of course it is. Do you resent me for that?
Not a problem
with that. Not nearly as much as I have a problem with who you work for. Well, my superior is my concern, Agent. Welcome. Enjoy yourself. Thank you. Talking with all the others in the hot tub. I want you. Distracted, Agent? I would think I am distraction enough. Yeah, you're probably right. Friend of yours, maybe? Heh, no, far from it. So you know her? In a way, yes. Shall we? Welcome, enjoy yourself. What the hell? Again, thank you. Want some company? Follow me. Oh, what? There she is. Guess that's the famous dress, or one of them anyway. And there's the king of the castle. He's just looking at that woman like, yep, that is a fine ass and vagina. Yeah. He might be a feet guy. And there's the king of the castle. He knows how to put on a show, I'll give him that. The lady in the bikini slides across the table as Alexis and Shanlong watch. That is really weird. Almost sounds like she's a robot. Small inaudible discussions abound in the room, drowned out by the surrounding music. Nice dress. A little blasé in the front, though. I kind of like it.
I can see why she's in a shitty mood all the time.
And one of us makes it their business to be perfectly fashionable at all times. And one of us is a ghost. So what's the plan? Up to you. We can take our time or I can pull him off her for a few minutes. Why don't we all go sit down? Very well, Agent. Follow me. It would appear you get women's attention as well. Do I? I had not noticed. Now let us get to business. The clock is ticking. How should we handle him? You deal with the woman, I'll pull Alexis away from you. Sounds good. Make sure you are not too forceful. I want you. That feeling is not mutual.
Oh.
Feel me. As Victoria pushes hard between her eyes, a bright pink light erupts out of them. Go to sleep. She was a cyber? A Vostok prototype. Just a toy, really. If it weren't for how she talked, I wouldn't have guessed. Sarah, what did you do? Dr. Lavelle, I presume. I apologize about your doll. You better. Damn it. You didn't shut her down correctly. No, that's not me in a number of years.
My hair.
My dog. Yeah. Well, the hair is on its way, unfortunately.
Deborah. Yeah.
I'm afraid I didn't know there was a proper way. Do you understand what you did? I may have corrupted her memory. A week's worth of work lost. We should go, Grim. Yeah. Cursing in the background. God damn it, none of this doesn't understand fucking dolls.
Rassafrasen. Freaking sick.
I think. Fucking meat bags! Person. The fucking meat bag just messed up my doll! I think you upset him. The man is a genius. He will come through alright. Well, they recognize me and don't seem happy about it. No matter. Did you forget something, Mr. Delivery Man? How did you get in here anyway? I'm not answering any more of your questions. Actually, he's with me. And you are? A friend of some of your more wealthy investors. It would be a pity if we couldn't discuss business. Now see here, you want to talk to me, you make an appointment. Then we can talk business. Both Alexis and Shanlon stared at Victoria with nearly dead eyes. Why, Mr. Connor, whatever business suits your fancy. Perhaps we can take this discussion outside. I prefer the feel of the night breeze. Of course. If you will excuse me, dear, perhaps you can entertain his lady friend. What the fuck was that? Is this some ghost trick you pulled?
Nope, that's all her. She can be very convincing.
I bet she's a decent fuck. More than, believe me. She'd have to be. I know her type. Standard boardroom whore. Classy on the outside, but spreads her legs for whoever the boss tells her to. I'm not gonna be a simp.
Yeah, say nothing.
So, I guess you came here to get more answers? That's the job. And once you're on the scent, you don't let go. Is that it, doggy? You're mixing metaphors. Just sit down. Let's talk. Tell me, what do you know?
Enough to help you.
So what's the catch? What do you get out of this? Patience, Mr. Grimm. Alexis flies out to London early tomorrow. You can come here then. Less chance of us getting interrupted. We can get into everything then. We can talk now. I'm on a timetable. You do not call the shots here. I think you forget who you're talking to. A woman with a stick so far up her... tomorrow. Now I need to find Alexis, that fucking idiot. Fuck it. Alright, time to check upstairs.
So the guy's Alexis?
Yeah, he's Alexis.
I've only heard known girls be called Alexis, so...
I don't know.
It's the future.
The future? Okay, let's see what we can find. Where first? Oh, we've got the choice of doors. Well...
Left.
On a choice of doors, seems like a good spot to
left
save.
Or right.
And maybe it's actually a good time to stop it, too. I mean, we've been playing for a while. We've gone through a lot of stuff. This is a good one. I like it. I know there's not a lot of straight fuck scenes like there are, but it's
like
more of a story.
Some more coming out.
There's gonna be some more, but there's a story here, and I'm actually interested in it.
Oh no,
it's a good cyberpunk story, and I'm interested in it. So, alright, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grimm's Adult Games Corner with City of Broken Dreamers, and we'll be back with more. Count on it.
Later.